Alex, you've been on Primetime. You've been around here. Anytime anyone can snap you up, they get you. So thanks for doing this.
No problem. Glad to be corralled. Never been referred to as cattle or a horse.
There you go. See, it's a new thing every day for you. Let's start by talking about, and I said this before, the hurt guys. There's nobody who's severely hurt, but you've got Brett Laurie, who's, we're hearing, being held out of Grapefruit League games in case you have to DL him. Yeah. Edwin Encarnacion with the finger, and Casey Jansen. So we'll go over them piece by piece, I guess. Brett Laurie, how's he coming along?
You know, we just talked to our medical staff today. He doesn't feel anything. He feels great. He doesn't feel entirely 100%, but he doesn't have any pain. But, you know, he knows obviously what both sides of his, I guess, his oblique or his rib cage should be. But, you know, right now we're holding him out of spring training game so we can backdate the DL if we need to go that route. You know, we're leaning to that direction right now. And just to be, because it's not a matter of him not being able to play, it's having to get him playing, get enough at bats that he's sharp to start opening day. If it's game 7 of the World Series, could he play? Sure. But it's being smart that it doesn't linger the entire season. So if we do have to backdate him, he'd miss 4 games. That would be the earliest he could be reinstated. And I think what we're going to do is really take it day by day at this point.
Do you trust that he'll tell you exactly how he's feeling?
No question. That's what's been great about it. The fact that he went through this before, he's been completely honest. And that's, we've really been adamant about him doing that, and he's been incredibly honest. And he's dying to play, but he's also smart, and he learned from last year. So he says he feels great. He doesn't feel any pain. But at the same time, he knows it doesn't feel exactly the same as the other side. So even though he doesn't have any pain, he knows when it's 100%. So it's one of those injuries that you want to make sure, again, he's throwing, he's taking ground balls, he's done all that stuff. If we had to get him in games, we certainly could do that. But if it means an extra few days, just to be 100% sure, and we can never even look back at this, we'll end up doing that.
Edwin Encarnacion hurt his index finger in his last at-bat of the World Baseball Classic. Gibby said he's likely to play tomorrow. Is that still the plan?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything new on that. It should be tomorrow, Tuesday, I think, at the latest. But he's feeling better. Again, it was a freak thing, check swing, from what I understand. So we got it examined, and there isn't anything wrong with it. He just needed a few days off, so he should be fine.
Casey Jansen, yesterday, he pitched in the big league game a couple of days ago, and yesterday in his pregame scrum, John Gibbons said, no more health concerns about Casey Jansen or Sergio Santos. Do you feel the same way, or is this, there still that possibility that you might not be able to open with him?
You know, he and has got a note from our trainer that he felt great today. And that's the key, is how do they feel the next day. So he's going to pitch in the game tomorrow. We'll see how he looks. And, you know, right now, I mean, he's throwing in games and he looks good. So we'll take every single game that we have. And obviously, if we were that concerned, we would have held him out of games. So the fact that we're not holding him out of games tells you how optimistic we are. But again, we want to make sure he's right, he's healthy, he's strong. And we'll just evaluate the next few days. But he's definitely on track that he's capable to pitch in big league games for us. How sharp he's going to be, those are things we'll evaluate the next few days.
And lastly is Dustin McGowan, who is pitching in the big league game Tuesday, but we don't take that as an indication of optimism because I figure no matter what, he's starting the season on the disabled list. But how's he feeling?
Feeling good. You know, the likelihood is that he starts on the disabled list, but now he's had 2 outings, he's going to start in the A game. You know, the competition on the minor league side, no disrespect to those guys, but you know, he just was mowing through them, and it's just, we had to keep extending innings. It was like 6 out for an inning because we wanted him to throw, I think he threw 14 total in that inning. So he's been good. You know, 92, 93 last time out. Great changeup, great sink, really good delivery. So, again, it's one of those things that we just can need to continue to see him bounce back. But obviously these are all great signs.
Dave Bush is a guy who's had a phenomenal spring. I talk to the fans all the time. They talk about in the Ricky Romero, J-Hap thing, take the best 25, and I tell them, well, if you want the best 25, Dave Bush is one of the best 25s. He's had a great spring. And this week you mentioned his name as part of that long relief competition.
You know, his last outing when he threw 3 innings against the Orioles, struck out 3. I mean, he's done everything you'd ask him to do. I mean, we're looking for that long guy. Starter gets knocked out early. You need someone to come in and bridge the gap, suck up some innings, save the bullpen. Because Dave's done it before. He can throw innings. He throws strikes. He changes speeds. He's had a really good spring. So that's one of the reasons I came, was to see him again today late. Jeremy Jeffress is also throwing today, and he's out of options. So you know, late in the spring, this is the time to evaluate. This really is. It's competition's better. Guys are getting ready to start the season, and this is a good time to see how guys do. So Dave has been a nice surprise. I can't tell you that we expected him to be in the mix this late in camp, and it's a credit to him.
As far as Jeffress goes, last time out in Sarasota, he pitches in like a gale force wind against the Orioles, gives up 3 home runs in 2 innings. Today is no better here in Fort Myers. Can you really evaluate him? I guess when you see the two of them in the same conditions, that helps.
Yeah, and like to Jeremy, I mean, to be objective as well, you know, there's no question the wind was strong, but at the same time, he didn't throw well either, and that's just being fair. You know, Dave Bush had the same wins, and he didn't give up any runs. So, you know, it's one of those things that Jeremy, the last 2 times out, has not been as sharp. You know, there were some outings early he was outstanding. So, you know, we're looking to see if he can get some of it back. You know, the arm is outstanding. The stuff is outstanding. It's being in the strike zone. This is a really important day for him.
And Brett Cecil, who's not here, his last 2 outings have been outstanding as well.
Exactly, and that's why we're taking longer than maybe we thought we were going to make the final decisions on camp. So, especially with some of the DLs, maybe the potential, some of the discussions we have with the DL. So, I think we say going down to the wire, but we're really using every game that we can. You know, Josh Tolley's here today too. You know, it's another chance to get a look at him as well. We haven't needed him to catch RA because he's done it for 2 years straight, more than anybody else in camp. So, you know, that wasn't a concern. It's more to be able to see him play day in and day out.
You mentioned the DL considerations, and we've heard, too, that if Brett Laurie has to start on the DL, maybe you take 8 pitchers, and that allows you to save some of the out-of-options guys for a week when teams might be less likely to grab them on waivers.
Yes, that's actually, we just talked about that earlier today before we came out. We could go that route. We could go with 8 to start out. We could, at the same time, go with a position player. So it changes daily. It really does. I mean, we continue to talk about it, and the performances now at the end, down the stretch here, these last 4 or 5 games are so important. They really swing the balance one way or the other.
Last thing for Alex Anthopoulos, and it's about Ricky Romero, and Jay Happ pitched so well against the Red Sox, whoever they brought last time out. Ricky struggled. I asked this question to John Gibbons about Tuesday in Pittsburgh, or against Pittsburgh, where Ricky starts. It's more Ricky versus Ricky than Ricky versus Happ, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, with all due respect to Jay, and you know, I know we've talked about this, we have our 5 starters, and I understand Ricky has not had a strong spring. I mean, I think that goes without saying. At the same time, we know it can come and click for him at any time. So we've had our 5 starters. We said it in the offseason. We've said it in spring. We've said it late in spring. You know, Jay's someone that has options left. He's still competing to be on this team. There's potential, obviously, that he could be in the bullpen. There's potential that he could be optioned. I mean, there's all those things. Again, that hasn't changed. He's had a very good spring, which is definitely doesn't hurt his cause at all. And I know it's tough from a fan base standpoint when they look at the box scores. But at the same time, I remember guys that have had great springs before, and it's no knock against Jay or anybody else. You try to evaluate all of it. You're putting together spring training, during the season, stuff, at-bats, all those type of things. You're trying to put it all together. So, you know, we're going to stick with Romero. Obviously, we're evaluating him. We're trying to get him on track like we would anybody else, but we'll see how he does against the Pirates. But we're obviously optimistic.
I know you don't like to close any doors, but is there any potential that Ricky could start the season on the DL?
No, we haven't talked about it. I mean, I guess, knock on wood, I guess there's potential for anybody if something was to happen in the next few days. But as of right now, there's no DL placements other than the potential ones we've talked about. Again, unless there's injuries I don't know about. But now no one's hurt, no one's complained, no one's on the injury reports. You know, we have our 5 starters. That's the way we plan on going. And, you know, we'll continue to see how the team's going to shake out the next 4 or 5 days of camp.